Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Wedding anniversary. So, anyway. And as I always say, God bless Melissa. So, but we are very thankful for these beautiful flowers here today. So, radio broadcast as well is sponsored by Don and Marianne Cox, and we appreciate that too. Also, we want to remind you that next Sunday, Brother Tom Fraze will be here to fill in, and y'all have heard of him before. So I will be on vacation during the week, so we covet your prayers. Yes, we are going through Barrie, and we are not going to New Orleans. We are going to Orange Beach. But still, we have a few rain bands to go through today, so we appreciate your prayers. Other things that we want to mention today and to lift up, many of y'all are aware of Jim Tritt's passing. We will be celebrating his life in the next few weeks. This week, his body will be laid to rest in Trenton, Illinois. So let's be praying for their family in this time of loss. And of course, with our church and the commitment that he gave here, we deeply appreciate him. So definitely be thinking about Helen and his family. Today, as you notice here, in just a minute, we are going to do our prayer shawls and bless those. I'm going to ask those with the prayer shawl team if they'll start making their way this direction real quick, if you can. And as they do, I'm double checking of, am I missing any particular announcement this morning? Yeah. I know, it's going to be perfect when we get there. Yeah. It's just getting there, yeah, that's the trick. So I might have should have stopped and picked up a boat. Anyway, what we're going to do this morning for the invocation is we're going to ask God to bless these prayer shawls. If you're not aware of our prayer shawl ministry, the women of the church, and we invite men to do it too, will knit these prayer shawls together, and they go out and they are taken to people that are going through a time of either grief or struggle, or that are not feeling well or in the hospital or sick or fighting cancer, you name it. And we have those that go out as well that are patriotic. Sorry, Ruth. That's okay. And as you can see, and this one I think might have already been spoken for, I'm not sure, but we are very, very blessed to have this ministry. So now we're going to ask God to bless these. So let's be in the spirit of prayer. Oh God, as we gather in this sacred and holy place to come and to worship you this morning, we pray that you pour your spirit out upon this place and among each one of us. Oh God, we say a special prayer this morning for these prayer shawls. Lord, as they lay upon this rail, they remind us of the love that you have poured out through the hands of the many who have made these. And let this love be felt by those who receive these. May it bring comfort into their lives and peace in their situations. Oh Lord, we pray this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, ladies. With that in mind, we will now continue with the remainder of our service.
I lift my eyes to the mountains on high, from whence comes my help.
My help, it comes from the Lord, our God who made heaven and earth. I lift my eyes to the hills. Alleluia.
Bring her God to the glorious one. 1. Can y'all hear me now? Let me know back there. Okay. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Could you please join me now in a moment of silent prayer? Dear God, our loving Father, help us to bear the fruit of love that through your grace we share with all those we meet. Lord God, open our hearts as we pray the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
God can use me.
Anywhere, Lord, anytime, anytime. I'm gonna sing so good. So God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime, anytime.
seated. And as we do, I think this is a good opportunity. Let me say this. I'd like to invite up our ushers this morning as we prepare to take the offering. But it's a good opportunity as well to mention, as I look back in the sound booth and I see Mike Cannon where he's not normally at, a reminder that we are needing help with people to run the soundboard. So we are looking for volunteers, specifically a coordinator who is willing to help organize that. And it's an important thing, especially here at this church and since we broadcast out. Dustin Clawitter was so good to do that for us so faithfully for so many years. And then the bishop got involved and then his wife moved. So we lost him, of course. But we if you would like to be part of this, we invite you. Please call the church office this week and talk to Kathy or talk to Laura Law. I can name several people to talk to. Terry Ware will even take the phone call. Where'd she go? I lost her. Anyway, there she is. That was great. I was good. You were there. Anyway, but we do need help in this area. So please pray within your heart. And if that board scares you to death, don't worry. We'll get you some training. Okay? So, yes. So, let's be in the spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings we have received, and we pray now that as we give back to you and to your church, we realize the difference that these gifts make. Oh, Lord, we pray that as they go out into this world, that we know that every dollar and dime that is spent is to proclaim your ministry and goodness, to go out and to proclaim your good news. Lord, we are mindful of those this day who are not receiving what seems the greatest blessings in the midst of the rain. We pray that your hedge of protection will be around them, especially those upon the south coast. And we pray for those who go into harm's way to protect and to save. For those, we give you thanks as well. Oh Lord, we ask again a blessing upon this offering and upon those who give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.